It's August 16. It's the anniversary of the death of the King of Rock and Roll.
Elvis Presley died today. He was 42. Apparently, it was a heart attack. He was found at his home in Memphis, not breathing. You were always on my mind.
You were always on my mind. Elvis Presley died on this day in 1977. Some of the other music events of August 16, Ringo Starr replaced Pete Best as the Beatles drummer on this day in 1962.
I'm a mocker.
Really?
In 1975, Phil Collins became the lead singer of Genesis after the departure of Peter Gabriel. And the final episode of the Aussie soap Sons and Daughters went to air on this day in 1987. Topping the birthday list today, Australian fast-bowling great Jeff Thompson. Tomo's 71.
BBC outside edge. There's a big appeal. He's gone.
Director and writer James Cameron turned 67. He's given us the movies Terminator, Aliens and Titanic.
It was a time when I was torn between the arts and sciences.
In Excess guitarist and another of the Farris brothers, Tim, is 64 today. I need you tonight. It's Madonna's birthday today. The biggest selling female artist of all time is 63. Here's how Madonna's been responding to critics who tell her she should act her age.
I am. Acting my age. This is me. This is how I want to be.
Happy birthday, Madonna. Actor and comedian Steve Carell is 59.
I was by myself and I had that dream about the orange tree.
Aussie actor Brendan Cow celebrates his 45th birthday. He's starring in the next two Avatar movies.
I just kind of keep doing what they tell me and turning up and being bad.
And Australian all-rounder Marcus Stoinis is 32. Finally, and we certainly did lose a couple of music legends on this day, Aretha Franklin died aged 76 in 2018. You make me feel like a natural woman. Remembering the Queen of Soul and the King of Rock and Roll on August 16.